I'm an inquisitive person by nature. I ask a lot of questions. The more knowledge I have, the more I can make an informed decision. My curious nature has led me down the path of becoming a coach. I've obtained certifications in personal training, nutrition, peer support, and last year I obtained my Master Health Coach certification, which incorporates all of that, but it also includes aspects of sleep, stress, and recovery. Now, I'm not telling you this to brag about myself. I'm telling you this to let you know that even though I've collected all of that knowledge and can apply it to my daily life, I still have coaches. Why do I think it's important for me to have a coach in my life? Well, I'm glad you asked. In today's episode, I'll share with you how having a coach in my life has benefited me, how it can benefit you, and I'll give you 7 reasons to back up my claims. You are a working professional who's interested in doing your best in all aspects of your life. You put everything into the roles you play, but sometimes it can be hard to stay focused and avoid burnout. My name is Ryan Rodriguez, and as the host of the Ignited Podcast, I'm here to give you the tools and perspective you need to keep the 4 flames of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy burning steady. By keeping those flames lit, your fire can burn bright. Join me in challenging the status quo by taking ownership of our lives, building up each other, and becoming the people that we were meant to be. Do more. Be more. Be ignited. Having coaches for different aspects of my life has provided me with such clarity and has helped me get to where I wanted to be much sooner. I had a coach to help me figure out how to do a podcast. I have a coach to help me figure out how to market my business. I hired a coach to figure out how to write and properly format and self-publish my book. All of these things I did with a coach. And I want to share with you, I actually want to just dive right into these 7 reasons that you should have a coach. Now, you don't need a coach for like a whole lot of different things. I mean, if you can get kind of like a one-stop shop coach, I mean, depending on what you're looking for. Like I said, I had a different coach for a few different things. But then once I was done with that thing, I no longer hired that coach. However, I have a running agreement with a coach to help me get in the right mindset on a weekly basis when it comes to accomplishing my mission with Ignited and getting my message out there. So let me start with reason number 1. Coaches provide a new perspective. Coaches operate as a new set of eyes and ears, providing an objective view of reality. We get so entrenched with what we're doing that we often don't see a lot of what's happening around us. This happens with tasks that we may be focused on in that we make subconscious moves that we didn't know we were making. This happens with our personal relationships when we're too lost in our own desires or the story that we're telling ourselves that we're failing to see the people who are really showing up for us. By having a coach watching us from the proverbial sidelines, they can spot the things that we can't because we're too focused in the moment. And this doesn't even have to be in live time. By connecting with a coach on a weekly or even a bi-weekly basis, you can make profound steps toward improvement in whatever area you're looking to shore up. Number 2, coaches challenge you to foster growth. We're all performing to a standard that we believe we should, or at least we think we are. When I started this podcast and when I started coaching people, I was trying to focus on the community I'm a part of, the firefighter community. I really wanted to take what I've learned and give back to that community that I fought so hard to be a part of. But I realized something that I hadn't seen before, and it was kind of a hard pill to swallow. Most firefighters I was in contact with already thought they were performing at their highest level and therefore wouldn't accept any coaching. They didn't think that they could improve any further. In fact, most of them saw it as negative criticism. And This wasn't coming from me, mind you. These were observations that I was making as I tried to refine my messaging for Ignited. I started out with the idea of be the firefighter you would want on your crew. But the problem with that statement was everyone already thought they were the firefighter they would want on their crew. Everybody already thought they were amazing. The overweight and out of shape person, the person who would take too long getting to the truck when the tones dropped, the person who would take everything as a personal attack and as a result would verbally attack anyone around them, even if that was a patient. I could go on. I was trying to serve a community that already thought they were the person they'd want responding to their own family's emergency, or at least that's how they portrayed themselves or chose to see themselves. The main goal of what I was trying to do by serving them was to help them foster their own growth and progress. And I get it. Change is hard, especially when you've got to look in the mirror and ask yourself what it is you really want, and then make the decision as to whether or not you're going to do the work to make that thing happen. Or maybe you realize you don't even really want that thing at all. Things change when you ask yourself these questions. Now I focus my efforts on anyone who sees value in it. I've opened up the forum, and some of my clients are firefighters and some aren't. But I have definitely learned one thing for sure. Being on the inside looking out and on the outside looking in, coaches can help challenge us in order to foster growth. Just think of a personal trainer in the gym. This person's job is to work you through a series of exercises to help you perform, sweat, and either grow muscles or lose fat, or maybe both. Regardless of what the fitness goal is, just like how muscle fibers will grow after being exercised and torn down, it's the challenge that helps us get the results we want. It's that resistance that helps us get stronger and fosters growth. Now, I mentioned serving the firefighter community earlier because that was a challenge for me. I had to kind of make some adjustments and understand that, you know, you can't really force people to change. I wasn't trying to force people to change. I was just trying to help people improve, not change who they were, just improve upon what they're already doing. We are a touchy crowd, us firefighters, and so we tend to take things a little personal. But now, like I said, I've opened up my efforts. I'm focusing on anyone who sees value in the system. And by no means do I think I'm perfect, but I do have the skill set that can help people get to where they want to be and make those small improvements and foster that growth in themselves. Reason number three, coaches bring clarity. Coaches can be objective when we cannot. A coach can set themselves apart from the emotional investment that you have when it comes to accomplishing your goals. They can listen to what you're thinking and what you're saying to them, and they can watch your actions and objectively observe if those things are in alignment or not. This brings objective clarity and provides feedback so that you can take that information and take action to make changes. Just like when I run on EMS calls involving someone that needs medical attention, the very first thing we do once we get on scene is we obtain a baseline set of vitals. And what this does is it gives us an initial measuring point where we can compare all other sets of vital signs. Ian Fleming once said, "Once is an accident, twice is coincidence, three times is a pattern." Okay, for all you James Bond fans out there, the actual quote is, "Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action." But you get the idea. This is why on all of my EMS scenes, I require at least three sets of vital signs and not the standard two. Most of the people I see working in the EMS profession in the field, I see them obtain only two sets of vital signs because that's the bare minimum. That's what the algorithms or our offline protocols require, at least two sets of vitals. But just by obtaining one more set, I can gain a lot more clarity on where the patient's condition is headed. It takes a minimal amount of effort to get that third set or even fourth set. It demands people just do a little more of what they're already doing, and it can yield life-saving results. As the lead paramedic, I can stand as an objective observer and make tactical changes based on the information that I'm getting due to asking the right questions and performing the right tasks. Coaches can do the same for us. They can observe those trends that we might be too hunkered in to see. They can provide us that feedback objectively, which is by definition their job. Reason number four, you should have a coach. Coaches provide proven strategies. Coaches are able to effectively advise on situations or performance because oftentimes they've been in your shoes. There are hundreds of thousands of people who have gone before us, and all of them know something that we don't. The people who've achieved success in the specific thing that we're looking to have success in are a great resource for us to go to guidance for. One of the reasons teachers are so effective is because they're often passing the torch of knowledge for what they were successful in achieving. The difference when it comes to a great coach is that experience within a profession isn't necessarily required unless you're looking for specific technical ability. For example, let's go with the popular TV coach, Ted Lasso. In no way, or at least not to my memory, does the show imply that he ever actually played professional sports. In fact, the premise of the show is based on the fact that he's never coached soccer, let alone played it. However, this is one of my absolute all-time favorite shows and characters because it showcases what truly makes a great coach, the ability to inspire and encourage people toward achieving a goal. Spoiler alert, by the end of the show, by the time the show is over, the team dynamic has changed for the better, and everyone is sad to see Ted move on to other things. The point here is that coaches provide us with proven strategies for success. Reason number five, coaches can provide you with a sounding board. If you're paying someone to provide you feedback so you can make improvements in different areas of your life, then they have a vested interest in telling you the truth. This makes coaches great for being sounding boards for the things that we may be struggling with in our lives. They can provide an objective opinion as an outsider looking in. And this ties into the very first reason I gave that coaches provide you with a different perspective. If you're unsure of the next step to take, a coach can act as a sounding board to help you shine a light on the path moving forward. Reason number six why you should get a coach. Coaches support you through accountability. Coaches and accountability go hand in hand. They hold you accountable to your plan. And notice how I said your plan. A good coach will help you formulate your own plan by asking the right questions. Oftentimes, you have some idea of the answer or the process. There's just a small block inhibiting you from seeing the step that you need to take. You don't have that clarity. By initiating a system of accountability, a coach can make sure that you're holding true to yourself and that you're actively taking the right steps toward your goal. And honestly, if you're not making any headway in a certain direction, a coach can pick up on that and ask questions, guiding you to make some needed changes to the plan. I'd mentioned that there might be just a small block inhibiting you from seeing the next step you need to take. Again, this ties back to providing a different perspective, but this goes hand in hand with accountability because they're able to see something that you might need to take a step in or a step toward that you didn't even know was there. And I'm not talking like a physical block. I'm talking like maybe a mental block. Maybe something in the path is just missing and you need that coach to provide that connection. But it's your coach that's going to hold you accountable to taking those steps daily. And eventually the idea is to get to the point where you can start to hold yourself accountable. Now, that's not to say that you won't need a coach after you've reached that level of self-accountability. Maybe you need a coach in a different area, or maybe now that you've got this thing locked in, now you want to learn something new, or you want to refine and shore up a certain behavior or a certain skill that you have or want to enrich yourself in. That could be an option as well. And last but not least, coaches empower you. Coaches reassure you to be able to take the steps that you need to take, do the things that you need to do or want to do. And they help inspire you and reassure you that you can get these things done. I know that my personal experience with coaches, they have really shined a light on the processes that I'm trying to do. Like you can say, oh, I really want to write a book, but I didn't know how to go about formulating it, editing it, outlining it, all of that stuff. And so I was provided with some tools and frameworks to make sure that I had what I needed to accomplish that goal. I was empowered by my coaches with those tools and with those frameworks to be successful in the end. Regardless of what area you want to improve in, you should hire a coach to jumpstart and ignite the process. A coach can be the key that bridges the gap from where you are to where you want to be. Personally, like I'd mentioned earlier, I've hired coaches for multiple different things that I wanted to do in my life. Like I mentioned, I hired one to help me figure out how to run a podcast. I have one currently to help me learn about marketing. Like I said, I've mentioned before, like multiple times, I had a coach to help me write my book. I once upon a time hired a coach to help me get physically fit and train me. I also hire, and like I told you, I keep a coach on retainer to help me get in the right mindset on a weekly basis. So I've hired coaches to achieve the things that I consider successes in my life, and you should too. You'll be amazed at the growth and success you'll see as a result of humbling yourself to someone who's genuinely interested in helping you grow. And as many of you know, I'm focused on Ignited being a source for people looking to live a lifestyle of purpose and meaning through a structured and workable framework. And it's a framework that I personally use every single day. Every single day I use this framework. And I also coach others in how to use it inside the exclusive membership I call The Forge. And inside The Forge, I'll guide you in using this framework in order to create resilience and harmony in your lives. I am not your hero. I am your guide. You are your hero. No one is coming to save you. It's up to you to put skin in the game and make sure you're doing right by yourself and that you're getting the most out of your life. You've got a lot of potential, and I'm telling you, once you start embracing those parts of you that may be lying dormant, you'll ignite a fire inside, and it will warm those around you to the point where they're going to do one of two things. They're going to keep their distance because you're burning too hot for them, or they'll want to be warmed by your fire and ask you how you're doing it. These are the exact responses that you want, guys. Are you ready to embrace growth, accomplish great things, and unlock your full potential? If you're looking for guidance and support on this transformative journey, then join The Forge. We start another quarter in April. It's quarter two for 2024, and the book that we're going to be focused on is Atomic Habits. This will go hand in hand with the framework that I'm going to show you guys, and I'm really excited for quarter two. April, May, and June, guys. So click the link in the show notes, fill out an application. I will reach out to you personally, and we can get you set up and started for the reading selection, the accompanying workbook, and the framework, as well as access to the exclusive group, The Forge, within Facebook. So fill out the app, click the link, do the work, guys. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Ignited Podcast, and until next time, keep forging ahead. This is Ryan Rodriguez signing off, challenging you all to keep your inner fire lit.